time now for Sport with Nathan Rarari. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
We're talking two of the biggest sports in the world coming to their peak.
Two biggest sports, I think.
I think so too, yes. Yeah, let's talk first, Champions League.
Football Wednesday, we're calling today. It's all about the football. The Champions League semi-final is on today. Bayern Munich up against Real Madrid. So that game starts at 7 o'clock this morning. Two of the European great teams. Munich in a situation where they've been seen, even though they're in this, the semi-finals, they're a failure as far as their fans are concerned. They did not win the Bundesliga, which we discussed yesterday. And the coach, Thomas Tuchel, is in Bayern. They released a statement saying they were ending their working relationship in the summer, which reminded me a bit of the couple that who consciously uncoupled? Whoever it was, the celebrity couple at Tom Cruise's
Gwyneth.
Yeah, Gwyneth, yeah, they did that. So that's the end of the working relationship coming up in the summer. But look, Munich actually come into this in a very optimistic position. This is Harry Kane, remember, who left Spurs to go over and try and play in these sorts of games. Munich and Arsenal were very close for the first three quarters of their quarterfinal series. Bayern got them right at the end. But Madrid, heavily favoured to win today, to win the series as well. They completely shut down Manchester City, who were an absolute glamour side. So Real Madrid are the favourites to head into that one today at 7 o'clock in the morning, so we can update you during your news bullies. And the big one, of course, tonight is for the Wellington Phoenix. Yes. Last night, they got the suits out and the frocks out and everyone looked lovely. Costa Barbarousos named Men's Player of the Year. Mackenzie Barry was the Women's Player of the Year for the Phoenix. But we look to tonight. It's 9 o'clock tonight, Corin, so we, I don't know if we'll stay
late for
that. Yeah, but late. Adelaide United and Central Coast. What we need, New Zealand, is we need Adelaide to win. Forget everything else. We need Adelaide to win. Let's go, Adelaide. We're all about you. We love your ads with that boat you keep showing us going down that river all the time. So let's go, South Australia.
Yep. Look forward to that. All right. Now to the NBA playoffs. Caught a bit of this yesterday. LeBron James, they lost, the Lakers, but boy, and the guy's 39. Yeah. And he's still absolutely just fantastic.
Oh, I mean, he's incredible. But we've probably seen the final days of LeBron James as the king of the castle. And it's been, look, he's had a run that's popped up recently. They cannot beat Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They just can't do it. They cannot find a way to get over those guys. And previously before that, remember the Golden State Warriors came along and were a bit messy. So, yeah, LeBron James, his team was bundled out yesterday. But I just thought I'd have a look there, Corin, too, because his career, I think it was the James Brown quote, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, and he has been LeBron James. He was drafted in 2003. Before that, stories about him were selling magazines, you know, selling magazines. He's been ESPN's number one character for the last two decades. But he reached the end of that game and a reporter asked him, is this your final game as a Laker? Because he's got what's called an option. It's $51 million on the table from the Lakers to play this next season, which makes us all go, yeah, I'd take that. But he's worth $1.2 billion. That makes no difference to him. His big dream is, he says, I want to play with my son. I want to play with Bronny. Bronny becomes eligible for the NBA this year. So he's basically said, I'm not going to pick that auction up. I'm just waiting. And basically what they're saying is it means that a team that drafts Bronny might get his dad as well, which is quite a big prize to get, because look, LeBron James doesn't need the money, really wants to play with his kid. It's his big dream. I don't know what his kid thinks about dad coming to work and hanging out on all the road trips and stuff, but still, that's what he's done. But with the Lakers, the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors out, it means that LeBron, Steph Curry or Kevin Durant won't play in the second round of the playoffs for the first time in 20 years. So it is the changing of the guard.
Well, it is, because you look at some of those teams coming through, OKC, yeah, you know, these teams.
Minnesota there as well.
New names. It's looking good.
Young fella by the name of Anthony Edwards. Everyone else goes high fashion. He likes to just show up in singlets. We like him. We like the cut of his jib.
Very good. Thank you, Nathan. Nathan Rarari there with your sports wrap this morning.